We all need self-compassion. We need to be kind, patient, and forgiving with ourselves. But my next guest believes in order to have self-compassion, we need to really know who we are. Author and speaker Connie Sokol teaches ways to love who you see in the mirror, love what's within, and love your life. Connie, it's great to see you.
So good to see you.
I shouldn't make this kind of confession, but I'm gonna.
Okay.
I heard about this topic before I heard about who was talking about it. And the topic of self-love, I kind of went, oh, okay, you know,
yeah,
nice message.
Nice message.
Then I heard you were behind this message, and I am so eager and excited to see how you approach this, because you're all about women with substance, right?
Yes.
It's the inside-out approach, and we hear that, but you really believe that, and you practice that.
Well, I try, and I think this is such a huge thing for women. I've been doing this a long time, 30 years, and I think one of the biggest things I see with women is when we'll strengthen ourselves to be able to show up, we show up better in every area of our lives.
Well, you point out women are trying every day, all day, to make those connections with people in our fast-paced world, but the first connection we have to make is with ourselves.
Yeah, we're so busy on making sure every key relationship connects with each other and we're connected with them, is everyone getting what they need, that we really don't realize when we're depleted how it really flows out from us or doesn't, and it matters, it impacts.
We were chatting with Dr. Matt Townsend a couple weeks ago, and he was analyzing this study of like the relationships you have in your life over the trajectory of your, say, average 75 years. And I thought he was building up to the point that, you know, you'll be with your spouse the longest. That's, you know, true for some people. But he rounded out by saying, no, it's the relationship you have with yourself.
Yes.
That's who you'll spend the most time with over the course of your life. So we need that to be strong.
Yes, absolutely. And what I hear from women, the biggest concern I have is that they don't realize how depleted they are in that. Mm. All the way in a range from, I'm just irritated with everyone around me, that means I'm depleted, to I'm almost having an out-of-body experience and just living a shell of what I think I'm supposed to be.
How do we start that reconnection process then, to reconnect with our inner self?
Okay, so the first thing with reconnecting with ourself, it's so important to spend that time to get set for the day. Instead of just run and go, we've got our endless to-do list, we start being more functional than intentional, and we're just going it down. But let's get real. Every single day, the list is going to be this long. So when we can reset in the morning, connect with ourselves and with God or a higher power, we can start the day with, we're ready for whatever comes. And I've seen this, and I talk to people and they're like, yeah, I know I need to do it. And I've been there too. But we think it's this big thing we've got to do to start the day.
30 minutes in the scriptures.
Yes. Or and you've got to have this whole routine.
Yeah.
You're exhausted before you even start, right? No, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, and studies back it up. It says even just a few minutes, you'll have increased energy levels, you'll release endorphins, you'll improve that. You know those repetitive thoughts that come in your head, you'll be able to get clear on those. So how you can do it, super simple, keep it simple. Just in your bed, on the floor, in a chair, start with 3 deep breaths, and then have 3 meaningful affirmations that you can say, and then you can even make it a gratitude prayer. That's it. 5 minutes. I can promise you this changes everything.
What do you notice? What's the difference?
There's this calmness. I started this a year ago. I literally had a wake-up call 4:16 in the morning of, you need to do this. So I started not very consistently, 5 minutes doing it. Started working up to a little more. Started with adding that. And then I started workshopping the day, things I was concerned about. I'm up to an hour. I wake up naturally, 4:30, 5, 6, about an hour. And it goes like that. I notice that I'm able to get twice as much done in a given day, and I shift the gear smoothly between podcast interview, coaching call, all the things. I'm switching a gear in the moment, and I'm not grinding them. And I am me. I'm showing up with my energy and my love and my laughter, and not what's coming next, what's coming next. It's so different.
Yes, it's an inner feeling.
It's that
inner connection.
And then it just flows out.
You described that well, so 5 minutes. Start
with five.
Some women, especially as they age, feel like they don't recognize or love who they see in the mirror. What would you say to that woman?
Oh my gosh, it's gonna tear me up, sorry. Women in society is so hard. Sorry.
You're good.
I talk to a lot of women, and we're so hard on how we show up and how we look.
Yeah.
And then it impacts who we are and what we think we're capable of and how we think people see us. And then it just messes with our heads. And we know the 7-11 principle. People are making 11 impressions in the first 7 seconds they see you. And so people get so focused on that, but we can stop that. We can shift it. Sarah Gowans is a licensed massage therapist and intuitive eating counselor. And she says, when we focus on instead of how our body looks, focus on what we can do and experience with our body, then we're gonna feel the acceptance and the joy, not just say it. So one thing you can do is start by looking in the mirror or write down, because of my body, I'm able to do or experience XYZ.
Gratitude.
I can lift weights. I can play pickleball. Yeah. I can cook that dinner. I can listen to my baby's giggle, whatever it might be. This is such a powerful thing. If you will start doing that, you will see yourself do and become in amazing ways. We just had our retreat this weekend, and Kelanie Jacoby was one of the participants, and she is missing part of her arm. Mm. So we're at the retreat, And the first hour, she looks at me and she said, would you like me to play something on the piano? And I'm like, yes.
Sure, sister.
And I'm thinking, how is she going to do this?
Yeah.
And she does it. She plays a piano. You can see it right there. Pachelbel's Canon Indie. Incredible. It was such a show don't tell of stop focusing on what your body isn't doing or how it isn't showing up and flourish in what it can do.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say to the woman, Connie, who isn't feeling connected to her friends anymore, her circle, her fellow sisters? What would you say to her?
I'd say that's all of us.
Yeah.
Like, how many times have you said, let's go do lunch, and you really want to? You really
do. We've said that to each other. I was thinking
that as I was driving up, I was like, Brooke and I are due. How many times do we do that? And instead, we can make a very simple reconnect list. We can take three names of three friends, send them a text, and say, I love you. I miss you. Thank you for being that influence.
Because
in my
the
life.
Person on the other end of that text is feeling the same emptiness, loneliness, disconnect that you are.
Yes.
It just takes someone to form the bridge.
And we have to. Studies show, again, it increases our confidence, decreases stress, it improves our immune system, all the things. But then you can take it one step further and you can actually schedule the lunch, put it on the books. We just did this two weekends ago. Some of the leaders, the subplot leaders, were like, let's do an impromptu overnighter. And I'm like, I can't. I don't have time. And they were like, come. So I came, and I got to tell you, I did not have time for this. And what do you think happened? Laughter, love, connection, food, all the things. And what do you think that made for me showing up the next weekend at our retreat?
Yeah.
This picture overflowing for these women that I was serving, it was magical. Mm. You don't know you need it until you do it, so do it. And then you'll see that you needed it.
This was the best gentle push in the best direction. Connie, where can we learn more about you and what you do?
ConnieSokol.com. If you wanted to get reconnected with yourself or others, give me a call. We'll see where you are and see if it's a fit.
How often do you do retreats?
3 times a year. Just 3 times.
All right. So details on your website.
Details on my website. Do a call. We can connect.
Let's do lunch.
Let's do it.
Okay.
On the book.
Hey.